Lucas Graham gives us 7 years, 98.3 The Coast, The Best Mix. I'm Zach East, and this is The Best Mix in the Morning Show with Music News Now, brought to you by the Whitcomb Senior Living Community, Live Without Limits. A man who had been dog-sitting for Lady Gaga was ambushed late Wednesday night by a crew of creeps who shot him and stole two of the three pups that he was walking for Gaga. Ryan Fisher was found conscious but barely breathing outside of his West Hollywood home, according to cops. A police report says that two of Gaga's French bulldogs, Koji and Gustavo, were stolen. A third, Miss Asia, meanwhile, ran away and was later recovered by police. The attackers fled the scene in a white BMW and are still at large. Gaga is currently in Italy on a film shoot. TMZ reports that Gaga is offering a $500,000 reward for the return of her dogs. No questions asked. The dog walker, Ryan Fisher, is in the hospital but is expected to recover fully. Imagine Dragons frontman Dan Reynolds and his wife Aja Volkman have donated his childhood home to the cause of expanding the reach of a nonprofit that runs community homes for LGBTQ youth. Reynolds teamed up with a group of others that includes Apple and the owners of the Utah Jazz. The campaign's name, $8 Million, 8 Houses, is its mission statement. It will allow the Utah-based organization Encircle to construct new homes in Utah, Arizona, Idaho, and Nevada to go with the three it already operates under one construction in Utah. And Las Vegas Homes, where Reynolds grew up, is expected to fetch $1 million. Jazz owners Ryan and Ashley Smith will pitch in $2 million and Apple another $1 million, plus products that promote digital connection, creativity, and education for the project. And Columbus Short, a backing dancer who had a brief romantic fling with Britney Spears, says the star's parents dropped the N-word when trying to convince her to drop him. Short, who says Britney pursued him back when they got busy in 2003, says that he was cuddled up next to her when he overheard the abuse over speakerphone. He tells the Inside Hollywood YouTube show, quote, I was next to Britney when she was on the phone with them, crying while she had it on speaker. They asked, why are you sleeping with that N-word? And that, Britney looked at me so apologetically knowing I'd heard it. I shook my head and didn't say anything because what was there to say, he says. Spears' mom, Lynn, disputed Short's account. She tells the New York Post, those terrible words are not remotely in my vocabulary. I would never say that to anyone, much less my daughter, ever. That's music news for today on the Best Mix in the Morning Show in 98.3 The Coast.